I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. A few years ago, I was waiting somewhere, and I noticed a David Wilson painting hanging. It was of a familiar street in Vancouver, and it was vibrant, moving, and a marvelous capturing of life in this city. I noticed a detail about the street that had me staring for a good few minutes, not noticing whatever it was I was waiting for. Art does that. And looking at some of the upcoming paintings to be shown at the Komodo Gallery here in Vancouver beginning this Friday night through to the 10th of October, you'll do that with the latest from Mr. Wilson. His work will make you notice the city, the cars that we see parked on the street, and more importantly, the people holding their umbrellas, waiting, trying to get through their day. David Wilson joins me now. He's an acclaimed artist who's lived in Vancouver for 23 years. I'll get him to tell us about Light and Color, the new exhibit, and whatever it was going on in his own life and around him that might have inspired these latest pieces. DavidWilson.ca is the website for more. From there, you can go to his Instagram, where you can see some of his work and a lot of what he sees, which invariably inspires the art he commits to canvas. It's evocative, dynamic work. Also visit KomodoGallery.com. Please welcome to the Plant on the Line program, David Wilson. Mr. Wilson, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
I'm so happy to be here.
So this latest series, from what I've read of you, reflects, I guess, the most recent output, say?
It is. It's all work that's been created in the past 8 or 9 months.
Yeah, and so when you work, I'm assuming you do so with some regularity.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so do you work towards, say, an exhibit? And does that, say, work into the themes that you're perhaps working on?
Yeah, I generally have an exhibition or two every year. Every exhibition I try and pull a sort of theme together so that all the works have a common thread. I never really know what that thread will be initially. Gallery directors really like to have an idea as to what you're going to produce for them, and I try to give them as clear a picture as I possibly can at the beginning of the process, but invariably it always unfolds in ways that I don't expect it to, and it always comes together, but not always as fully anticipated.
So what around you happens is evoked in your work, perhaps?
Well, you know, I think just that's like everybody else, life happens. Circumstances change. Just things sort of sideline your plans. I think that quote from Woody Allen's, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. And I think that's applicable to pretty much everybody, but especially an artist, because it's not an easy lifestyle for sure as a painter. You don't have a regular paycheck. You certainly don't know if the work you produce will sell, and that's how you pay your bills. So it's you always have to make adjustments to what you're doing in order to accommodate the work and your life around you. And I do my best to maintain that sort of structure that's required in order to pull off an exhibition and the works that I was speaking about to the gallery director at the beginning, but. My interest change as well. My focus changes, and it all comes together eventually. I'm very, very happy with this exhibition. This is probably I think it is my best exhibition to date.
Did you find solace in art?
Oh yeah, yeah. I never tire of looking at art, especially other artists. Going to New York City, especially, is such a treat for me. I get a chance to go and see. So much art. There's just like such a concentration there, and it lifts me up in ways that it's like music for some people. Art's just exceptional. I just love it.
And seeing other people's art, that recharges the batteries for you?
It does. You know, when you look at other people's work, you can see their process and how it unfolds. And a lot of my work is process oriented, and you can learn a lot by just observing what someone else has done. It's like going to a concert and you listen to the musicians and you think, oh yeah, that sounds fantastic, and I've never heard that before, I've never heard it quite like that, and I can apply some of those elements that I've absorbed from other artists and applied them to my work. And it's inspiring for sure.
So you said a moment ago that this was the best exhibition thus far.
Yes.
How do you get to that? Is that the actual doing of the work, say, and doing it for as long as you have, and you do get better with time?
I think so. Yeah, In my mind, if I'm not getting better, I'm not doing my job if my work isn't getting better. And I don't mean better in the sense that it's painted with more finesse or, you know, more technical ability. It's more about creating work that is meaningful to me and as well as the viewer, but work that I can say more through, and I'm learning a lot more about how to communicate my thoughts and feelings and life experience through art. It's not easy at first, and I was hesitant to really include much of my own self into my work initially because I'm a very private person, but I guess as you get older, you become more comfortable with who you are and more confident in what you know and what you're able to do. And I think it's coming through in the work for this particular exhibition.
So those of us that live in Vancouver, we see it represented in your work. When we see Vancouver as depicted in your paintings and the sort, that's how you view the city?
Yeah, if you look at the work, it's not a photographic representation of the city. Like, I think that you'll recognize certain landmarks and you'll see locations that it's familiar to you, but the representation that they've created is not entirely true. I'll edit things into and out of a painting. Excuse me. Change the colors, the components of the composition to resemble something more like a memory or an opportunity to say something rather than an accurate representation. And I think that, just my own experience living here in Vancouver, combined with the experience of others who live here in Vancouver, they kind of intersect and coincide at times. And I think that's why the response to the work is such as it is that people say, I've had an experience there, or I have had that experience, and it resonates with them.
Yeah, your work has documented the city in a way, and you see how it's changed, and a little too quickly. I mean, don't you think?
Mm. I think that, and that's part of what I was trying to represent in this exhibition. I started working with, initially I was wanting to paint these old cars that not so much like collector's cars, but mm-hmm. vintage automobiles that people had, that they still use for everyday transportation purposes. And that, for me, that's symbolic of how not everyone's really interested in the throwaway society that we live in right now, where you get a new phone every 2 years, or you get a new car every couple of years. And Vancouver has, unfortunately, there's a lot of that exists here, where a 3,000 square foot home isn't big enough. We need 10,000 square feet, and these beautiful historic old homes are being torn down, and I think it's a bit of a shame to see that sort of change take place, where we lose a bit of our history, lose a bit of our heritage, maybe a little bit of our soul at times too.
Yeah, there's a lot of soulless buildings in the sort, and especially even if you look at new cars, they just don't have the character that, say, the Thunderbird has in that piece that you have. What's the title of that, by the way, where the Thunderbird, it's blue?
It's the title of it is From Water to Ashes, and that's there's a mythology around the Thunderbird of strength and character, and I painted that particular piece in memory of my father, who was a very big, strong man, and he died suddenly last year from something called pulmonary fibrosis, and it was amazing that he could actually live as long as he did. It just finally, his body just gave out. But the water to ashes is symbolic of how the human body is essentially made of water, and then when we pass away, or we go back to the earth. And the mythology of the Thunderbird doesn't necessarily coincide with the title, but I like the idea of living a life, having a certain amount of time here, and doing the very best with it. And then when it's done, it's done. And the old car is a symbol for me of my father. It'll be there as long as it's capable of being there. But eventually, it probably won't be able to drive it anymore.
Yeah. But obviously, the memory's there.
Oh, for sure. I mean, yeah. it's a symbol. You know, it's like the Thunderbird is a symbol for Ford Motor Company. It's like the Mustang's a symbol for their company. It was it's an icon that was established, and it has great power and strength. And I really like symbology. Symbolism in my work. I throw little things in here and there that may not be apparent to the viewer, but they're meaningful to me, and I really have enjoyed learning how to incorporate that into the work.
So we all like to complain about living in Vancouver, and I'm sure you feel that way sometimes. About you get frustrated with this place, as a lot of us do. You've been here 23 years or so, almost 25 years. What's kept you here?
I have some wonderful friends here. I love the climate. We have great places to eat. There's enough culture here to keep me happy. I've grown up in the West Coast. I've lived here my whole life. Came from a place called Powell River north of here. And the ocean's right here. The ocean's really another symbol. It's meaningful to be near the ocean. I spent some time in Alberta working there 30 years ago, and when I remember coming back into the Fraser Valley, I could smell the ocean, and I'm not going to leave again. I don't want to move back anywhere like that again. It's just it's too powerful of a pull for me.
And there's a great art scene here, isn't it, that you as an artist are able to thrive in, say, the culture that we have in this town.
There is, yeah, and there's such great support for the arts here in Vancouver. It's been a good experience for me, and it's a hard profession to work within. It's not for the faint of heart. It takes a long time to establish oneself as an artist, but it's a great life. I'm really very appreciative of what I'm able to enjoy here.
What do you say to people that might come up to you and say, well, they're thinking about a life in art? Do you have any advice for them?
Yeah, I think if you really want to pursue it, you should. I think that had I not pursued this, I would certainly be regretful. There was a point where I wasn't making enough money to pay my bills, and I was considering other options, but I stuck it out, and I'm forever grateful that I did. But it's not going to be easy, for sure. It's not an easy easy profession. You have to work really hard and expect that it's not going to go smoothly all the time. There's times where it does, but for the most part, it's just good hard work. I have a brother who thinks, he teases me a lot about being a painter, and just working in the studio painting paintings. It sounds so easy, and he's a bit flip about it at times, but I think he knows that it's not that easy. It's a struggle at times.
And one of the pieces that's in Light and Color depicts two people standing on a corner.
Yeah.
With their umbrellas. I don't know if they're, I guess they're waiting to cross the street.
Yeah.
You don't really know if they're together or if they're just standing on the corner waiting to, one looks like it's going the other way, one looks like it's going the other direction. But it had me thinking about how we are as people in this town. What do you say about, or how do you view how we are as people? I mean, are we a lot more aloof than we'd like to think we are?
Yeah, I don't know. I hear people
We hear that from time to time about how we're closed off, that you know, it's a difficult place to date in because people don't really talk to one another.
But in my experience, I've made some really wonderful lifelong friends here, and I think I'm fairly outgoing. I do enjoy interacting with people, and I think that it takes a bit of an effort to extend oneself. Waiting for an invitation from someone to interact with them, it's not always the best course of action, I don't think. But that's, it's interesting. That's what that painting is all about. It's about, is that a community there, or is that two individuals that are, occupying a space individually? And that's what I'm trying to speak to in that particular piece. And I did a couple of follow-up pieces after that, and I placed the individuals on the street corner individually. Like, I did a painting of one character without the other there, and then I did another painting without the second character there. So it's an interesting idea. Are we together? Or are we alone? And I think it's interesting in times of crisis. You see how communities pull together, but I think we're so independent as people that we don't really have need for others unless it's forced upon us. And I think that we can be aloof, and it's unfortunate.
Is that just Vancouver, or is that any big city, say?
I think it's any big city, really.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't lived in any other big city, but my experience interacting with strangers is the same, whether I'm in New York or Vancouver or Paris. I think it's how you approach people. I think that really makes a big difference in your response, or the response to you.
Now, when people buy your work, do you ever get the chance to talk to them about why?
Why they purchase it?
Yeah, it must mean something to them if they see something that they like, that they pull out the checkbook and buy the piece, right?
Yeah, I on occasion I do. Not all the time, because the work often sold in the gallery. But I get to talk to some of the people about why they purchased the work, and more often than not, it's because the work is the subject matter, the location, or something that it resonates with them on a personal level. Then it's a perspective on something that's very common every day here in Vancouver, that they haven't necessarily seen it in that sort of light.
As I said off the top, when I was in that, I think it was in a coffee shop downtown, where I saw one of your pieces on the wall. And there was a detail in there that had me fascinated, because I think you had, I can't remember what it was now, either the trees were on the wrong side of the street or the traffic was going another way.
Right.
But it had me standing there quite fascinated with it. And so I'm curious to know, when people, like when you're at this exhibition at the Komodo Gallery this week, do you get a chance to talk to people about how they feel about what they're seeing?
Oh, for sure. People at exhibitions, people will come up to me and they'll express what it is that makes that work meaningful to them.
And what's that like as the artist? How does that feel?
Well, it's quite fascinating, because people will draw their own experience and insights into a painting. Sometimes it coincides with mine, and sometimes it's completely different. And it's an enjoyable experience. Like when you were describing the painting with the two umbrellas being held by the individuals. That's the thought process that was going through my head. I don't know that most people will make that, come to that conclusion. But it's just very cool how people respond to work in such unique and different ways.
David, it's been fun talking today. It's your work's been work that I've seen, as I said, throughout the city, and it's in a way it's made me look at the city differently. So all the best. Thanks for this.
Thank you very much.
The exhibit is called Light and Color, New Works by David Wilson. DavidWilson.ca is the website. KomodoGallery.com is the website for the gallery. That's at 1525 West 6th. and the exhibition will be there until the 10th of October. David Wilson joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plunton.